Our next reading comes from Galatians 1, verses 1 through 12. Paul, an apostle, sent not from men nor by man, but by Jesus Christ, the God of the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers with me. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of the God and the Father, to whom be glory forever, ever. Amen. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we are an angel from heaven, should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. As we have already said, so now I am saying again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what you have accepted, let him be eternally condemned. I am now trying to win the approval of men or of God, or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I preach is not something that man made up. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it from the revelation of Jesus Christ, the word of God for the people of God.
So there was a man who was driving down the road in a convertible, and he had two penguins in the back seat. A policeman pulled him over, and he says, "What are you doing with those penguins?" He said, "Just riding around." And the officer said, "You take those penguins to the zoo immediately." The man responded, "Yes, officer." The next day, the police officer saw the same man riding up the same road with the same penguins in the back seat. But this time, the penguins were wearing visors and sunglasses. He pulled him over again and said, "Aren't you the man I pulled over yesterday?" Man responded, "Yes, sir." And the officer said, "I thought I told you to take those penguins to the zoo." The man said, "You did. And we had such a great time that today we're going to go to the beach." Funny story. But it does illustrate in a way how sometimes, even with our advanced form of communication, we still are misunderstood. But in today's reading, there is no misunderstanding. Paul speaks what he means, and he means what he says. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So last Sunday, after we had finished with Easter services, I went home, and all of a sudden it dawned on me. I went, I only have 7 more Sundays. That's not very many left. And so I decided that since we don't have a lot of time together, I wanted to make them count. And so we're going to begin a series called Grounded. And this series will come to us from the gospel of the letter of Paul to the churches in Galatia. Now, Galatia is a region, it's not a city. And as Paul speaks to this church, he has received word that they are deserting the faith that he had taught them in Jesus Christ. There were a group of people who were there teaching what he said is a different gospel, which is really not any gospel at all. They were being thrown into confusion, and thus they were departing from the faith that Paul had brought them. One of the problems that as you read through the letter, you discover is that they were attacking the message through the messenger. They were questioning Paul's apostleship as well as his motivation in being a preacher of the gospel. And so Paul immediately sets forth to set his credentials by telling them that I didn't receive this revelation, this gospel, from men. In fact, Paul does not have any interaction with the original apostles for 3 years. He tells his story, which Paul often does, and that's, I've always believed, the best way to share the gospel with other people is to share how Christ has touched our individual lives. And so that's what Paul does. Paul says, I was a rising star among the Pharisees, and I was persecuting the church, and I was set on destroying it, and one day God chose to reveal Christ to me. We know that Paul met Christ on the road to Damascus. And so Paul had this an amazing experience. And Paul goes on to say that from my birth, God appointed me to preach this message of salvation to the Gentiles. This is not coming from man, but coming from God. Paul is really upset in this letter. It's interesting, as you read Paul's letters, they have a rhythm to them. They're always the from Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to a particular body of believers. There's a greeting of grace and peace that he offers to them. He offers prayers and thanksgiving for the faithfulness of those churches. And then the body of the letter, which the content, some final words of greeting, and then he closes his letter. In this particular letter, there is no word of thanksgiving. He just comes in with guns blazing. He says, what's going on with you people that you are abandoning your faith? And he starts attacking those particular people who are leading them astray. They're called Judaizers. What they were doing is they were coming in and they were saying, they were teaching a gospel different than what Paul had taught. And so to understand what the gospel is, we should know what the gospel is. But this is it. Christ died for our sins, he was buried, and he rose on the third day. That's the gospel. Paul speaks of it again in the Corinthian letter. Same thing. Christ died for our sins, he was buried, and on the third day rose. And all of this, as he notes in both letters in different language, that this was God's plan from the beginning. In the Old Testament, it foretells the birth of Christ, his life, his death, and his resurrection, and even his burial in a rich man's tomb. And so Paul said, this is the gospel. This is the gospel I gave you. As he tells us in Romans, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe. And they had received that gospel from him. So in comes the Judaizers, and they say, okay, yes, Jesus died for our sins, and he was raised on the third day. But now you also have to become a Jew before you can become a Christian. And so for men, it meant becoming circumcised. For men and women, following the law of Moses. Paul was livid. And if you read this letter, it is filled with such emotion and such concern for this young church that is being led astray. And he says to these people who are teaching falsely twice in what Ron read for you this morning, he says, that when you preach something that is other than the gospel, let you be condemned, accursed. It was serious business. And later in chapter 5, he is so livid that he says, if you're so much in love with the idea of people becoming circumcised, why don't you just go all the way and castrate yourself? Paul's really upset. And we may wonder, why would he be so upset? But think about it. If you say, Christ died for our sins, he was buried, and on the third day he rose, but you also have to do this, 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 and this, then what have we just done with the gospel of grace in Jesus Christ? When we put requirements on grace, then we've put those requirements, whether they're religious traditions, whether they're our religious traditions, because that's exactly what this was about. We put other requirements in there. We take grace away. Paul's saying that salvation is by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Nothing else. When we think about it, think about this distinction between religion and the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see, religion is man-made. What we're doing right here, this is man-made. It's a way to express our faith, but it is still man-made. The gospel, however, is God-given. It is God's gift to us in Jesus Christ. Religion is what we do for God. The gospel is what God does for us. Religion is humanity seeking after God, where the gospel is God's search for humanity. And so as we begin this series, this is a short message, but this is an important one. Have you noticed all the songs we've sung this morning? Jesus loves me, crown him with many crowns, victory in Jesus, all the songs. When we think about our life together, many things will change, as Margie prayed this morning. I didn't even talk to her about that. But as we think about all the things that change in our lives, there is one thing that remains and is always there, and that Christ died for our sins. He was buried. On the third day, he rose. Thus, we have forgiveness. We have victory. We have hope. And so as we begin, as I said, this series, I want us to start right there, because as I depart, I want you all to understand that's who you are. When we talk about the gospel of grace in Jesus Christ, it is the message. It is the foundation of the church. It's also the mission of the church. Our sole purpose is for other people to learn of the gospel of grace, that they might know Christ and have life in his name. And so let's hold fast to this promise. Let it hold us through our ministry together in the last several weeks we're together, and into your ministry with David, who I will tell you is very excited to come and join you. We've been in talking conversation with each other. And so let's hold fast, because that's who we are. And that's what we're about. Thanks be to God. Amen.